Blog Talk Radio.
This one is going to be called, this is going to knock you out. This is Five Beat Mambo, arranged and composed by the great master Tito Puente with all of the percussionists. Check this one out. Ladies and gentlemen, Five Beat Mambo, Tito Puente. Alberto Puente, Five Beat Mambo.
Greetings, Grand Rising, Better Love. Welcome to the Truth to Power Show. I'm Beverly, and we have Eddie Rodriguez with us tonight. And we are celebrating and playing the music of the great late Tito Tanez.
Hey.
How you doing, Beverly? Eddie Rodriguez?
I'm doing good, Beverly D. Better love to you. I'm coming to you live from Arroyo, Puerto Rico. And it's a pleasure once again to be with you. You're coming to us live from Detroit, the Motor City. And this is a public service program that we've been offering our audience for weeks now, just focusing on some important Latin music artists like Celia Cruz last month during Women's History Month. And prior to that, we did a Black Artists in Latin Music specials. We've done a Hispanic Heritage Month special, and I'm just so happy you've invited me back to do this very special celebration on the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Tito Puente. May he rest in peace. Tito was born on April 20th, 1923, and throughout his career, he recorded over 125 albums. The amount of featurings he did with different artists contributing to their recordings, so many. He told me once that, he didn't even know how many. It's a pleasure to be with you to share some of this music. We just heard an incredible, just opening number there called Five Beat Mambo. That was with the Tito Puente Latin Jazz Ensemble. On bass, you had Andy Gonzalez, may he rest in peace. It carried that whole tune with the percussion. And on percussion, we had the incredible maestro, the late, great Tito Puente, on timbales. On congas, we had Giovanni Hidalgo. And switching up on congas with Giovanni was the great, late, great Mongo Santa Maria. It was just one of those creations by Tito Puente. He composed that, and that's become one of those sounds for percussionists one of the compositions for percussionists that they really get attracted to. So I'm very happy that you were able to open up the show with that.
Yeah, great music. And how many years was in the music industry did he become very popular right in the beginning, or it took him a minute?
When you have that spirit, I guess, that gift from God, and you have someone that's supporting you in your music endeavors, paying for your piano lessons and, being able to go into the, he enlisted in the Navy during World War II. And during his time in the Navy, he was in the band on the ship that he was on. And when he came back to Spanish Harlem, after his tour, he started a band. So, he was born in 1923. We're talking about in the 1940s. And, so from the 1940s on, he just kept on going from that small band the Piccadilly Boys, I think he told me that they were called. And from there, the big band era was happening, the jazz in New York and the jazz renaissance in New York City and Harlem, and he was from Spanish Harlem. And so, there is a growth in what was happening because the Latins have gravitated to that big band sound. And so 16-piece orchestras. So, and he was a composer. He was an arranger. He was a musician and a songwriter. and a band leader. So he put a band together. He put an orchestra together, the Tito Puente Orchestra. And that orchestra would have wonderful lead singers like a Celia Cruz or La Lupe on the female side. Those were the biggest. And on the Latin side, Santitos Colón and Vicentico Valdez, I think he had for a while. But definitely, you know, his career, you know, just kept on going. I think that when the big band era ended, you know, that the clubs would not book bands that had, they had, you know, 16, 21 pieces. The 70s group by the name of Típica 73. Now, don't get me wrong. Tito had a lot of work when he had his orchestra. Don't forget, you know, Tito had, he was a Puerto Rican from New York, born in New York. And so, you know, the people that wanted events, Latin events, you know, the Italians or, you know, the city, you know, the hospitals, you know, he would lend himself to do all those things. He was a community person, very approachable, very humble, no security, you know. I would say that his real big influence in the world came from the creation of the Tito Puente Latin Jazz Ensemble. And that's what we heard tonight. We heard some of his favorite. We're going to hear more, but we just heard the percussion part. That Latin Jazz Ensemble, the one that he preferred to tour with, was not the guys that he was touring around all the time. Those guys were working musicians. They worked. But his favorite group was the orchestra, the musicians, or a lot of them are not around anymore, and some of them are. But Hilton Ruiz, that's his name, Ruiz. He was from Hell's Kitchen, a Puerto Rican New Yorker from Hell's Kitchen. Once again, a child prodigy. You know, he was performing in Carnegie Hall at the age of 7. And so, you know, he was working with the Latin groups at the time, you know, the salsa groups, the Latin dance groups, you know, as their pianist. But he gravitated into jazz, you know, and he became known for touring with Rahsaan Roland Kirk, George Coleman, I'm sorry, and a few other big names in jazz. So Hilton was there. On bass was Andy Gonzalez, born in South Bronx, and he's no longer with us, neither is Hilton. But you know, Andy was... You know, he came from music and art, you know. They went to high school, you know, learning how to play music, and he became one of the most important jazz players and bass players in New York. All the bass players used to pay homage to him because he was so talented. On Congas, Mongo Santa Maria was there. May he rest in peace. He would not travel with the Tito Puente Latin Jazz Ensemble. But we also had Giovanni Hidalgo, who's an incredible percussionist, who another one of Tito Puente's favorite guys on percussion, on congas. And on this particular date, he had Paquito de Rivera, an incredible saxophonist from Cuba. He was originally with Chucho Valdez and Iraquet. And I remember listening to him in the 80s, you know, when he first got to the States. And, you know, from there on, he's become a world-renowned, incredible saxophonist, alto, soprano, saxophonist. On trumpet, I have Claudio Roditi, another great musician from Brazil. And on flute, we had the late Dave Valentin, who also grew up in the Bronx and who also went to music and art and became a world-renowned flautist with GRP Records. So, you know, we had some great talent on that stage tonight. So I think you have some more of their music, and it'd be interesting to talk about this on the other side.
All righty. So we have an album here that we're going to play. And what's the name of this album, Eddie?
Oh, it's Live at the Village Gate. The Tito Puente Golden Jazz All-Stars. Live at the Village Gate.
All righty. Enjoy.
Monday nights in Manhattan, salsa meets jazz. A guest jazz soloist is invited to jam with a Latin band at the world-famous jazz club, The Village Gate. In 30 years, this series has become a tradition in New York City, and tonight, musical history is being made. The Gate is packed with musicians and friends who have all come out to witness a musical dream team led by Tito Puente. For this performance, Tito has assembled an all-star group of musical giants that include the great conguero Mongo Santamaria, who joins the group later. But now the crowd is ready as the other musicians take the stage. In the rhythm section, Andy Gonzalez is on bass, Ignacio Berroa on drums, Giovanni Hidalgo on congas, and Hilton Ruiz is at the piano. The horns include Claudio Roditi on trumpet, Dave Valentin on flute, and Paquito Rivera on alto saxophone. And fronting this new musical arrival on timbales, Tito Puente. Tito Puente and his golden Latin jazz all-star.
Thank you. welcome on congas, Mr. Mongo Santa Maria.
Thank you.
We are listening to some great Latin jazz with Eddie Rodriguez. Eddie
Absolutely.
Rodriguez?
Yes, here I am. I'm speechless.
That was good.
I'm telling you, you know, being there, I wasn't there for that live show, but I was at other shows just as great as that one. But that one, you know, because we've lost so many of those talented musicians, you know, spirits that passed, you know, this way, and we were able to know some of them. You know, I knew most of the people on that stage, and I do know them, and I still know Giovanni, I still know Paquito. But all I'm not close to Claudio Roditi. I never really did anything with him, but he's just so incredible, you know. And with everybody else, you know, they're all gone, and I have stories about each one of them. But that would take another show. The best thing I could say is they were humble, you know, they were talented, then he had this air of you know, being so great. Which in fact they were, and they, you know, their music lives on for some people to understand, because some of the things that, you know, are improvised by these gentlemen is so difficult to understand sometimes. You know, you have to really be a person that appreciates art more than dancing to a beat, because every single instrument, you know, from the piano to the bass to the solos by Tito Puente with six drums. I mean, that was just two drums, like timbales. No, he had a bass kind of timbales called timbalón. He had the timbales, which is what everybody plays timbales on, that, you know, particular sound for a Latin recording. And then he had a timbalito, which is a small drum, a higher sound. So he would have his right in his left arm, you know, would have to stretch out. You know, this is why the magic of seeing something live, you know, that we can only imagine that, you know, his facial expressions and his, you know, he had his right hand going 1, 2, 3 drums at a time, and the same thing, the front drums obviously had those two, but with the right, he would have to go to the timbalito, with the left, he got to go with the timbalón. And so he would play them, but he would play them on. Each one of them is set of two drums. And, you know, so, you know, it was quite a show. And his timbales were not like from brass timbales. He had them designed. There was they were designed by a painter. The brass, instead of it being brass, there was paintings on that, you know, there was something that was created specifically for Tito Puente, for those six drums that he created that particular style of playing timbales in Latin music. But incredible, you know, incredible. The Hilton Ruiz, the piano is, you know, Andy Gonzalez, I mean, you know, Dave Valentin, that flute, you know, it was. He had a distinct sound. We got to hear it at the end. You know, it sounded like he was blowing. It was like wind, that he was making a noise. And,
yeah,
you know, at shows that identified, or anywhere you went, you know, if you heard that sound, you knew it was Dave. That's the way that worked. Because every other flute player in the business, they didn't have that, I want to say, that spirit inside of them to be creative and have all different types of flutes. He used to have flutes from all over the country. And he used to practice a lot. Hilton, the same thing. You know, Paquita de Rivera, saxophone, you know, Claudio Roditi on trumpet, Dave Valentin on flute, and Giovanni Hidalgo on congas. And we won't ever see something like that again. So I'm glad you were able to share this with your audience, since we're celebrating the anniversary of the birth of Tito Puente, April 20th, 1923. Remembering
and before
music.
we Yes, great music. And before we go to the next set, tell the people what do you do, who you are, and how they can get in contact with you.
Well, the best way to get in contact with me is going to LinkedIn. That's the social media that I use. Under Eddie Rodriguez, E-D-D-I-E, R-O-D, like in David, R-I, G, not Q, G-U-E-Z. And the tagline would be Latin, L-A-T-I-N, works, W-O-R-K-S, music, M-E-S-I-C. And you'll be able to contact me on LinkedIn. As far as what I do today is I'm on the lookout for the next big thing in music, and I'm here in Puerto Rico, and you know, I see all these phases. I've seen them all in Puerto Rico, from the salsa, merengue, to the underground, reggaeton, and now trap, and pop as well. So phenomenon happening. You know, you see this kid, Bad Bunny. He's known all over the world. You know, he's from Puerto Rico. And I saw the rise of him. I was in contact with his people early on. And so I know the history. And it's a history of that kid just not nonstop work. Just if you want to know the truth. Nonstop work. 4 years, nonstop. And bingo, you know. Creating songs, great recordings, and then releasing them right away. Videos as well, you know, different things. Features with this one. But constantly. It's not like once every 2 months. No, once a week. So,
okay.
That costs a lot of money to do, so you have to have a strong record company or independent label that is going to fund all of that cost and to travel and the promotions, et cetera. So, but Tito Puente and the people on stage, you know, the on that night, you know, I used to take them on interviews on jazz radio stations.
Okay.
When I was in the West working for RMM, Choppy Jazz Records, which was owned by Ralph Mercado and distributed at that time by Sony Latin, which is a huge, humongous distribution platform back then for CDs. So. And these gentlemen were very, very humble. I mean, you know, there's nothing else I could say. You know, when I was with them throughout their entire, you know, tour in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to see them go to church because they wanted to light a candle and see them. And they say, hey, I want to go to Universal Studios to see this and do things at Universal Studios. And this is in the 90s. So I was blessed, some of these great, talented, jazz musicians who proved to me that, you know, with dedication, but these people were dedicated, you know, no doubt about it. And they were special because, you know, all they wanted to do is music. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. They were great at it. And may they all rest in peace in the big band in the sky. I'm sure, you know, someday we will all be together. You know, they say when you go, you go to the people that you love that have gone before you. So that's kind of a way to think about it. And I'm so very honored that an African-American woman from Detroit, Michigan, would want to learn and talk about some of these Latin artists that, you know, this type of conversation would not normally happen.
Yeah.
A Puerto Rican who grew up in the Bronx, New York City, went to Hollywood from the Bronx, drove to L.A., made it out there for 20-something years and came back. Nobody knew me in the East Coast for music. My family didn't come from music. I went to the West Coast and start from scratch, doing shows and doing promotion, working for a radio station, working for Billboard magazine, working for TV production, you know, just doing what presented in front of me. At the same time, I had a full time job most of that time.
Mm-hmm.
That full time job I used to travel L.A. to Chicago, 6 days round trip, and 4 days off,
okay.
6 days round trip, 4 days off, 6 days round trip. I did that for years. I used to go to New Orleans as well, and I used to go to Seattle. So I traveled the rails of the USA for years and early on. And, you know, the U.S. is a beautiful, beautiful country, you know, but some of these towns, I could tell you could still go through towns where the, you know, the other side of the railroad track is all black and the other side of the railroad track is all pretty houses. That was back then.
Yeah.
I got to see that. It's an honor to be with you tonight because, you know, I just want to share the music with your audience. And, you know, educate, you know, obviously, you know, make people aware where they can get. You can get all of this music. If you Shazam it, that'd be fantastic. But YouTube has been providing this content that you're listening to tonight. If you get a video, have a video that goes with the music. So tonight, all you have to do whenever you have the time and you want to hear Tito Puente music, just go to YouTube, and you'll have a great selection of music. The music you're listening to tonight.
Well, Eddie Rodriguez, we thank you. You are a living legend yourself because you have been in the business for years. You've been around and worked with these greats. So we really appreciate you giving us your time and energy to bring this knowledge to us. So we definitely appreciate you. And I look forward to coming back next Thursday to continue this.
Well, I want to thank you for giving us, this opportunity. I say us, you know, the Latin music community, and especially professionals that, you know, are not radio hosts, they're not DJs, they're not any of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you interested me on your broadcast, and I answer the questions. But mostly what I do is I share the music of the many incredibly amazing talents that I've worked with during my career. And so I want to thank you for that because this music would normally not be programmed or listened to anywhere else except on Block Talk Radio on your show.
Yes, and it's an honor. And it's also recorded, so you can also go back and listen to the recordings of this great music. Well, thank you again, Eddie Rodriguez, and out of Puerto Rico, and we look forward to coming back again next Thursday. Better love.
Well, better love to you, Beverly, and better love to the audience.
Thank you.
どうもありがとう。日本に来れてとてもです。私たちの Latin American music は Thank you. ありがとう。I will speak very slowly. I would like to introduce to you from South America, Colombia, our pianist, Mr. Eddie Martinez. From Puerto Rico,via New York, on bass, Mr. Andy Gonzalez. On bongo, our director from New York City, Mr. Johnny Dandy Rodriguez.On conga drum, the world's best, number one, Mr. Carlos Patato Valdez. He is internationally known. He has no passport. He is my roommate. We are friends for 40 years. Tito-san.